you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know if anybody this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida. Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps thou art listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7.
Yes.
Or you've downloaded us. I'm getting rid of my funny dumb talk because I've put up with too much of that on Facebook today.
Oh, all the dickheads. Oh, you rat fuck GOP dick bag fuck faces. Congrats. Yeah,
and I don't
congrats
know.
On your stupidity. I'm sorry.
I jumped in with that.
Good.
Fucking moron on your personal page.
Yes, thank you. That was nice.
It's just so infuriating. We'll talk about it in a minute. But thanks for joining us on this lovely Wednesday. Oh, thank you, Mr. Trump. Thank you, Mr. President, for saving those children.
Ooh, sucky, sucky, sucky.
We know that Hillary was just trying to snatch him and take him to that pizza shop and fuck the shit out of him and then send him on a rocket ship to Mars. Thank you for saving them.
Ooh, yes. Ooh.
We're going to be here for the next couple hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And I'm glad there's a plan to maybe reunite these kids with their parents, but I'll fucking believe it when I fucking see it. Right?
Well, right.
I mean, can they do anything, the Trump administration?
Well, and let's see. I mean, I haven't been paying attention the last... He said it's going to happen today. Has it happened? Did I... I was taking a shower shortly before the...
Jeez.
Shortly before... What are you doing? What's wrong with showering?
Nothing.
Doesn't everybody shower with a butt plug?
No. We're in the
What the fuck do you think I'm doing in there?
We're in the Handmaid's Tale. We're in the Handmaid's Tale.
Thanks for joining us. Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, CrabDiving.
Yay.
You can also hurl us a message over at our Facebook page. And, if you want to help us out here at Cussin Liberal Media, you can, buy shit you're going to buy on the internet. Go to Amazon.
Right.
And, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go, use that link and, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything.
We get paid, baby.
And merci beaucoup to those that do.
Ooh, zut alors.
Little Dr. Seuss-y of me.
Right. Well, Dr. Seuss was racist. He had some
fucked up
shit.
Anti-Semitic.
Yes, he drew. Didn't he draw like pro-Nazi cartoons or some shit?
No,
like
he was anti-Nazi cartoons.
Oh, okay.
But there were also some... less than pro-Jew cartoons.
Oh,
I guess let's put it that way.
You know, Bugs Bunny. Didn't Bugs Bunny have some, like...
Well, yeah. I mean, but Bugs...
He had a character.
Well, they
where
had the Japanese
of...
one.
Right.
Where it was a buck tooth with big, giant, round glasses. But that was the war. I mean, that was during the war.
Yeah,
not that I'm condoning it.
Of course not.
But to explain it, it was... the typical dehumanization that they have to use to justify, look, we're going to go drop a couple of nukes on these little yellow bastards.
Oh, how horrible.
Was the mindset at the time.
We've come a long way, right?
Whereas, if they knew the horror it was going to cause, really, to everyone, children, women, men, kids, dogs, old people, over there. How many, the ones that weren't vaporized outright.
Oh my God, man.
Maybe their humanity would kick in. So what do you hear from the propaganda spin? You see little Japanese monster guys with buck teeth and big round eyed glasses. And you see every German is Hitler.
Is it like when our so-called president describes every person in Mexico as an MS-13 gang member rapist?
100%. Just like that fucking pin dick on your on your Facebook page.
Hello, pin dick. Mr. Pin dick. that sounds like a character in Mr. Pin dick.
In some fucked up James Bond.
Yeah, or like Faulty Towers. Mr. Pin dick.
Let's jump right into the headlines and see what's going on, then we'll yell and et cetera some more.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep!
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, June 20th, 2018.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are your headlines.
You're getting ready to have a blast, but you are not sure about someone's sexual past. Part of the skin of your genital area has a cover, but most is still exposed to your lover. Not anymore. Now, there's ScroGuard, the powerful new product that you can wear with any condom.
You know, it's
we're
funny.
Not endorsing ScroGuard. That's,
oh,
we're,
yeah.
We're making fun
everybody
of
wear
the product.
One. Everybody wear one. You know, when the guitar kicks in and that promo is fucking hilarious. It's like there's the explosion and then a couple of beats and... It's like,
well, yeah, I don't know the, I don't remember the visual of it.
I think there's an explosion and a dick bursts into flames. Not really. I don't remember.
I don't think it's going well. I just Googled ScroGuard and there's nothing after 2014
on.
When this first came out.
Where do I get my ScroGuard, baby? I need a ScroGuard.
Oh, the visual.
What packaging?
Oh, my God. I don't remember this at all. There's a HuffPost story from Weird News, December 6th. October 2nd, 2014.
Oh, shit.
And it's the ScroGuard. And it shows guys wearing a ScroGuard, but he's wearing it over his jeans.
Come on, dude.
It is the most ridiculous.
Is he wearing it over his jeans because he's not allowed to, like, he can't see a naked person with a ScroGuard on?
One of the questions they pulled from the website QA was, what is this weird noise that's made when I use ScroGuard?
Oh, shit.
The whoopee cushion-like noise that might occur when wearing this product is due to air pockets between your skin and the ScroGuard.
What?
Fasten other buttons to see what tightness level is best for you based on your body shape and size. So you sound,
I don't get
you sound
it.
Like the bog of eternal stench when you're rocking away.
I mean...
Hey, baby.
Shit.
Anyway.
Are they laboratory tested? Do you think? I mean,
they're gone.
Was there evidence?
Fucking thing
was there evidence?
Ever invented?
Okay,
they're gone.
Right? Were they edible or no? They weren't.
Over to the commie pinko liberal HuffPost.
Ooh, yes.
This is horrific. Oh. This I did see this a little
what
earlier.
These fucking fascist dickheads.
I'll just read you the
fuck you.
The headline. Migrant children drugged without consent.
That's not true.
At government centers.
Oh.
Court documents show.
God damn it. God damn it. We were saying this yesterday. There are going to be horrors uncovered from this.
Well, yeah,
bullshit.
And this is one of those facilities that had a problem before.
Yes.
And there was reporting out there that once these kids left DHS and went to HHS, that people were concerned that they might be getting sent to some of these facilities we're looking at you, Texas.
Right.
Because, you know, fuck your regulation.
Fuck,
fuck your taxpayer money going to higher quality health care and mental care for people.
Their state used to be ran by former Dancing with the Stars contestant Rick Perry.
But this place, these places they were getting sent to, of course, they're private.
Yes.
And they're like raping kids and abusing kids. And
oh,
I mean, there's all kinds of shenanigans they're being investigated for. So now it says staff working on the behalf of the Office of Refugee Resettlement are routinely drugging detained child migrants with psychotropics without their parents' consent.
Wait a second.
Trump admin officials have repeatedly insisted the family separation policy is humane, blah, blah, blah. But there's a long-going lawsuit over the Flores Agreement.
Yes.
A 1997 settlement that partly governs the detention of child migrants that the White House hopes to overturn.
Right.
They're alleging a litany of wrongdoings at ORR contracted facilities.
Can I
That's
ask you?
Office of Refugee Resettlement.
Right. Why are they giving the kids psychotropic, psychedelic bullshit?
The drugging allegations are among the most disturbing. One child in the lawsuit reportedly was taking up to 9 pills in the morning and 7 more in the evening without knowing what it was.
So they are they trying to just drug these kids so they're quiet and shit like that?
The lawsuit says ORR routinely administers children psychotropic drugs without lawful authorization. When youth object to taking such medication, ORR compels them.
Yes.
Neither requires nor asks for a parent's consent before medicating a child, nor does it seek lawful authority to consent in the parent's stead. Instead, ORR or facility staff sign consent forms, anointing themselves with the authority to administer psychotropic drugs to the confined children.
But
that's okay. I'll give myself that designation.
How do they know these
Shut up,
kids?
Pedro.
Yeah, really. How do they know they should have those drugs? I mean, what if they're allergic? What if there's... I don't know.
You're suggesting thinking. They're not pre-screening the children?
Yeah.
Medically?
So they get all these kids. They got to control them, so they dope them up. That's essentially how I'm understanding this.
Many of the allegations center on Shiloh. That's what it is. Shiloh Residential Treatment Center in Manvel, Texas.
Manvel.
But the lawyers say they think it's widespread.
Good God.
One of the lawyers representing the children they've seen the use of psychotropic medications at all facilities where the federal government holds unaccompanied minors.
Whoa.
But noted that the only cases of forced injections that they have documented occurred at Shiloh.
But a forced injection, I mean, how can a child
hold
even
them down and stab
yeah,
them?
Yeah, but the idea that there's how can a child consent without a parent? Oh, yes, I need this psychotropic drug anyway. I mean,
one child identified in court records as Julio. Said staff at Shiloh threw him on the floor and forced him to take medication. He also saw staff pry another child's mouth open to force him to swallow a pill.
Oh, my God. God.
They told me if I did not take the medicine, I could not leave.
That makes no
sense. That the only way I could get out of Shiloh was if I took the pills. Sometimes they gave me forced injections, another child said. One or two of them would hold my arms and the nurse gives me the injection.
What a fucking horror scene. Honestly, what a horror scene. Can you imagine?
The medications often came with severe side effects. Julio reported gaining 45 pounds in 2 months.
Whoa.
A kid.
Shit.
A mother of a child identified in court records as Isabella said the medications were so powerful her daughter repeatedly fell because she was unable to walk.
She was so doped up, she couldn't fucking walk. And they take all these kids in, and they have a hard time controlling them, so they give them fucking drugs.
That's what they're being investigated
this
for.
This is so insane. Are we talking about old cases
at
Shiloh?
Some of these kids are in need, might be in need.
Yeah, they might need this.
They're traumatized. Some of them suffer from severe trauma or psychiatric disorders requiring medical attention, including problems like PTSD. Some psychotropics yeah. may be valid responses to those problems, the lawyers said, but issuing with such powerful medications without parental consent violates Texas state law and the terms of the Flores Agreement and common decency.
Fuck you.
You and your decency. I don't give a shit. Yeah. They don't give a shit about that part.
I'm holding people down and pumping them full of drugs. And can you imagine the amazing contract whatever pharmaceutical company has with the Texas government? Or whatever, you know, to get those drugs?
University of Texas Dean of Social Work says he doubts most of these kids would need medication because they're probably acting out, I don't know, because they're in prison and have been removed from their parents, or they came alone and right. are scared shitless now that they're thrown into some gulag system.
Yeah, I know, you know, even when some people go to the doctor or under normal circumstances, sometimes, you know, their heart rate is a little bit more elevated than it normally is because they're nervous or whatever.
Yeah, blood pressure, your heart yes. rate might go up a little.
Imagine this situation. Oh, look, someone took my parents. I'm in a fucking concentration camp. People are going to make me take an injection. Of course they're nervous.
He said, it's truly a sad situation. Our government and the agencies they contract with to take these children have resorted to this.
I mean,
he identified seven pills from the court filings. Mm-hmm. Clonazepam, duloxetine.
Yes.
Guanfacine.
What the fuck?
Geodon, G-E-O-D-O-N. Olanzapine, Latuda, and Divalprex.
Latuda, I've seen a commercial for that.
They're medications used to control depression, anxiety, ADD, bipolar disorder, mood disorders, schizophrenia, and seizures.
Yes. Anything that ends with a Zapan is pretty fucking powerful, right? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. One of the attorneys says, I suspect they were being medicated to make them more subdued and more controlled.
Yeah, that is so fucked up. I guess I'm a little snowflake. I don't want to see immigrant children put into concentration camp and drugged the fuck up.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
One girl couldn't walk. You said she was so doped up she couldn't fucking walk.
Here's a horrible story. Oh, listen God. To this.
Guys.
Listen to this drug mule MS-13 member.
Yes.
A 9-year-old Salvadoran child apprehended by Border Patrol. 2 weeks later, ORR sent him to Shiloh. He was suffering from PTSD, ADD, and bipolar disorder stemming partly from his youth. He was sexually abused in El Salvador as a young child, abandoned by his family. Left living on the streets for a year before he made it to the United States at 9 years old.
It doesn't sound like this kid is MS-13. It sounds like this kid needs help. Damn, dude. The planet failed that child. The kid
You know what? His extended family are the ones that kicked him out. After his parents came here and were trying to get him to come here.
Right, okay.
And then he was trying to make his way to his parents who were in Dallas. And ORR refused to release him without explaining why. He was there a year and a half before he was inexplicably released with no explanation. Here you go.
9 years old?
Here's the door.
At nine?
Yeah, one tenth of his life already was spent in government detention.
Why?
His parents were in Dallas trying to take custody of him. They wouldn't let him.
God, that's disgusting. So fucked up.
Two children died in centers established by the same asshole that runs Shiloh over the years.
So Texas,
after being restrained.
So these are all in Texas, right?
I think so, yeah.
And the state government runs these?
They pay private
Shiloh
to do
that. I see. So someone's getting paid.
I'm sure somebody's some representative's cousin or somebody's golfing buddy is
Rick Perry's bridge partner owns this fucking place. You know,
let's go hunting at N-word head, and we'll set you guys up with some way to get some brown kids to you so that you can keep those beds filled in that prison camp of yours. That's not hyperbole.
True.
That's exactly what probably happened.
God bless. And you know, so much money was made by private contracts on this goddamn family separation thing. You know, tons of fucking money. What were they saying for one night, per night, for one immigrant trial? $800.
Yeah, at these new camps, $800 a night
for one child.
Per.
I mean, put them up in the. I don't even.
Disneyland would be cheaper. Send them to Disneyland at least.
Find me a hotel. Honestly, can you find me a hotel room in Texas that is more than $800 a night?
Probably in Dallas.
Oh, come on.
But nonetheless, on top of some skyscraper downtown Dallas, you know, they have some suite that some asshole of a ungodly rich person has to go stay in when
they. This is stupid. It's the dumbest shit ever.
So there you go. You know, we knew this would be happening.
Let's
wait till the sex abuse stories come out and the
The
kids that have just vanished.
What are we gonna do? Somebody said I was reading on Facebook and they said everybody should be on the lookout for these fascist militias. What the fucking fuck does that mean, dude? Fascist militias.
Yeah, these.
This is America. Why do we have that?
These little boys in the woods running around with their ARs shooting squirrels and shit.
Oh, that's
pretending
nice.
They're black people.
God. These poor squirrels are running around, they're scurrying about the woods. And like, oh my God, why do these Nazis want to kill us?
That's the headline over at the HuffPo. Let's see what the Drudge's spin is about it.
Oh, yes.
I do know that poor Ann Coulter is beside herself.
Oh, no.
She's very upset. That
what happened?
She's very upset that that Don might be offering relief to some of these families.
Oh, my
by
God.
Saying stop separating them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's all upset. She's the liberals always get their way.
Over the Drudge Report, photograph of a bunch of kids in cages wrapped like little hot dogs at the fair in foil.
Yummy.
In these ridiculous Mylar blankets.
Ooh. God damn.
The headline says,
yes,
Obama kept them in cages.
God damn it.
And wrapped them in foil.
But what about Obama?
Yeah, we found out about that.
Yeah,
and that's fucking horrific.
Right.
What are you doing about it now?
Yeah, who cares?
Are you storming these facilities right now and liberating these kids from their... I'm talking to our Republican government. You guys are pearl clutching over, oh my God, look what Obama did. Fix it.
And didn't Trump make it worse?
Well, he's opened the floodgates on their numbers by now snatching kids away from people presenting legally at the border.
Right. And even if they go to a border crossing that's supposed to be a legal crossing, sometimes...
Well, they're told, go away.
Yeah, and then they have to go to one that's not legal.
Or I read one thing about the piles of immigrant bodies they find.
Where? On the other side of the border? God.
If they don't make it. They're raped and killed. Passed around like joints.
Oh, my God. It's fucked up.
So if they're turned away at the border because, you know, we're busy that day.
Then what,
they say
people
they're trying
just
to kill
prey
me,
on
they're
them?
Like, well, whatever. Come back tomorrow.
People just prey on them because they're at the border. Yep. They can't go anywhere else.
Women
they're
and
vulnerable.
Children.
God, we can't let them in.
They're
away.
Brown. They're going to take.
Right.
They're MS-13. Look at their calves with all that marijuana they've got on their backs.
Yeah.
Say the vermin here in the United States.
You just think about what some of these people have gone through to get to this country, and then that happens. It's like the planet failed them. We failed. That sucks.
So that's bullshit, Obama. I mean, yes, Obama kept them in cages. If that's true and that policy was instituted under Obama, that's bullshit.
Absolutely, dude. Of course it is. Why calling out Trump? What, Why can't I call out Trump without having to go all the way back in history?
I'm not going to listen to Trump signing the exact. I guess he did sign it. I'm not going to listen because I know exactly what it's going to be.
It's disgusting.
The Democrats won't do it, so I'm stepping in and helping to pause their law that Kenyon passed.
Then how does he account for the fact that these concentration camps just popped up?
That's what that moron, the initial flawed, one of the thousands of flawed premises that moron on your Facebook was saying was, this is Obama's policy.
Oh, right.
No,
right.
It is not.
Then he says
he shows an article that says, here's the Obama passing the law. Yes, that's the law, that the Flores law. That's what happened. They passed and said you can only hold kids for 20 something days. That's the law that needs to be worked on.
Right.
We concur. Nowhere in that law does it say we will take your children away from you. Nowhere.
But they did a child separation. Trump.
At 100%. The Obama administration's had a strict policy to not separate families that presented for asylum.
But what if they're sex traffickers? Well, what if they're MS-13? What if they're terrorists?
That's why you can't reason with those people.
What if they're kids pretending, what if they're sex traffickers pretending the kids there with them are their own kids, but not really?
And then I said, Frau Kristen Nielsen herself gave numbers that said, when you do the maths, it's less than 1% of these people that are being found to not have their own children. So this rampant fraud of someone grabbing a toddler south of the border and saying, look at my kid, let me in, is just not happening.
Less
it's just not happening.
Than 1%. Right. So let's put them all in cages.
Exactly.
In camps.
But that's Republican. Let's burn the house down because I saw one ant.
I get that.
That's the Republicans.
I get that appeals to their fucking racism. I understand that.
And punishment boners and everything they get.
Doesn't that bother Trump? $800 a night.
He just added $1 trillion to the deficit to give people like him, his golf buddies, tax breaks. What do you think he cares about saving money? Bullshit.
He loves it. And there's somebody he's probably fucking related to gets a fucking contract or Ivanka. Maybe they're using Ivanka tents or Ivanka cots.
Or like, did you see the
Trump
budget?
Water bottles.
Did you see the budget those cum bubbles came out with?
No.
In order to balance the budget.
Cum bubble?
Now that they, yes, now that they have... And like hyena cum too, not even human.
Oh
cum.
Yeah, that's the best kind.
And
my
I apologize to hyenas.
Give me a whole glass.
Let's say orc cum.
Orc cum.
So they're going to balance their budget that they now gave warm, long, slow blowjobs to the rich in the form of tax breaks.
Yeah.
And fuck your middle class.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you, poor people.
Oh, right. But here's a little bonus, workers of Wells Fargo.
Well, but they're
going
to balance the budget.
Oh.
By slashing Social Security and Medicare.
Great. Perfect.
We knew this is what they were going to do. They were going to break it and then say, oh, my God, it's broken. We got to cut Medicare. What they did to the post office. They're still trying to kill the post office
so that
one of their golf buddies can get the contract.
Why is welfare such an evil fucking thing to these GOP lunatic fucknuts?
Because they think it's brown people taking their money.
It's not.
No, it's mostly white people. But those are numbers. How dare you? Dare you confront us with facts and
why
try
don't
to
they think
dazzle
of
us with your big words and shit?
I mean, don't you think even in the most, I don't know, fruitful society, the richest, the most evolved, you're going to need a safety net of some kind, aren't you? Don't you need a safety net?
Well, one would hope. Didn't that Nazarene Jew a couple thousand years ago allegedly say how you treat the lowest among us or whatever?
Jesus, yes.
And it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to get to heaven? Because you know what? Because rich people suck. A lot.
Absolutely. And
a lot of the time,
right.
They're greedy fuckholes.
Be nice to homeless people, dickheads.
Right.
Yay.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you. Oh, God.
Trump signed an order that he says will keep migrant families together.
You know, how do you think Jim Baker, has he said anything about this shit? Because, you know, him and Lori, they go on and on how precious little babies are and, you know, a bunch of anti-choice.
Yeah, but these are MS-13 leaping across the border to rape old Christian women is their vibe.
No, that's how
they sell shit buckets full of cordon bleu.
Bullshit. Jim Baker and Lori Baker are anti-choice. So they are pro-babies and pro-life, right? So they would want these kids in concentration well taken care of. Yeah, yeah.
They're pro-birth.
As soon as you exit that vagina.
Yo, you're fucking on your own. They check you on the color chart.
Right. I'm gonna plant.
And they see if you're worthy of their concern.
I'm going to plant crack in your umbilical cord and arrest you.
God, some of these interviews I've seen of these women with their children on the other side who are like, my brother was killed. My husband was killed. I was raped. I'm going to still try to chance it.
People coming
even
to this
knowing
country.
That their kids might be separated from them. We're going to, because it'll still be better for the kids than where they came from.
And
America is saying, oh, we'll work on that. We'll make it worse here for them.
And then we'll send you back.
Right. That's what Jesus would do.
Dude, imagine
we'll send you back and keep your kid.
Imagine how hopeless you must feel. You make that horrendous trek to the border from Honduras. You get there, you go through a process, and it's like, you know what? We're going to deny your asylum and send you the fuck back to Honduras. To this.
Right.
To what? I mean, I wonder what that's like. If you get deported, you go back to Honduras. I mean, do people know you tried to flee? I mean, are you more vulnerable?
Mm.
You know? What's up?
Trump tweeted a video of Obama, and I don't know what he's saying, but
God.
Trump says, don't worry, the Republicans and your president will fix it.
Shit, man, that's what that lunatic dickbag on my page kept saying. Is that a mantra of the right?
That's what they're telling him. That he's going to tell them to, he's going to tell them that he did it. He's saving the kids.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, look. That idiot kept saying it was Obama's law and Obama's fault. And when I tried to wield facts at him,
yes.
He was like Benghazi.
He literally was like Benghazi.
Well, yeah.
He mentioned Benghazi.
Which, I mean, right there, you're unworthy of any more discourse.
Yeah. He said, but don't worry your little hearts out.
Our great president.
The Trump you hates. God, listen to this sentence. But don't worry your little hearts out. The Trump
Are you suggesting he's a grammatical moron and incapable? He also used the wrong two like seven times.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah. The Trump you hate's going to fix the problem for you.
He forgot the apostrophe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, the Trump you hate's going to. I mean, that barely makes sense. Whatever. He's stupid.
Well, yeah, that doesn't. I mean, he's a moron. But and declared victory. He's the typical pigeon playing chess.
Yeah, yeah.
Struts around, knocks over all the pieces, and struts around saying, "I won."
He keeps demanding that I get back to him with research to prove my points. Sure, it's taking you a while. You must be having to think of something cool to say, like an F-bomb or something.
Oh yeah, well he rips that out.
You say fuck. You use adult words. You're a fascist.
And kudos to that dude that's keeping up the good fight. Manuel or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I've been chatting with him on Messenger. That guy's funny.
Kudos to him.
Yeah.
For keeping up the good fight.
Right.
But it's really like banging your head into a wall. These people are incapable of being reached. I just like that guy. Chris is his name. Chris is incapable of being reached. Right.
And he has lots of kids.
Seriously, right?
Yes,
you cannot. You can't reach him.
Nothing.
He's gone.
It's dumb as fuck. There's nothing.
Obama started it. Well, actually, he didn't. But he did. But, well, he didn't. Well, that's okay. Trump's going to fix it. But Trump started it.
But you know, man.
Trump started it. Trump started it. And I used my arsonist thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I set a building on fire, 911.
Yeah.
Can you help me?
Yeah. No, I want a reward for calling 911.
Yeah, I want a victory lap.
I called 911 on the fire I set, dude. But I want a reward for calling 911 on the fire that I set.
That is what is the most irritating about Trump. He causes a tremendous problem where there wasn't one, and then the guy takes 17 bows. He takes curtain calls for making it stop. He hasn't fixed it. Think about what he did. Think about all the lives he fucked up. But what was he doing? What was the point? He wanted to say, we're going to keep doing this until the Democrats give me money for the fucking wall. Was that essentially?
And DACA. That's the exact same kids. It's concept. Hold somebody hostage that you could fix with a clean bill. Actually, he could have fixed this. He did. He could have fixed this with a phone call. He didn't need an executive order. He could have called Jeff Bosesh and said, take back your memo.
Boo.
We're done.
Right. He's not a fucking negotiator. He's not a goddamn businessman. He's a fucking terrorist, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, there's just no other way around.
I heard...
That's not negotiating.
One of the reasons... I forget who was reporting, but somebody, you know, a good reporter, good sources, said that what started this whole thing was there was a tiny uptick in illegal border crossings.
Okay.
And Trump lost his mind. It was going to make him look bad. He's supposed to be tough on the border. Supposed to plummet. Supposed to go down. And so he was like, that's it. Take their kids away from them. Make sure we keep them from coming.
He gets mad and he gets irrational and he lashes out like a child.
But not
without thinking.
Let's save the country. Not this is. And there was no surge. You know, they're talking about it. This I don't know if that moron said something about a surge. There's no surge. There was a tiny uptick. Yes.
Yeah.
In illegal crossings. Was there a surge? No. In the past, there was a surge. We've got those numbers to show a surge. There is nothing like a surge happening now. But the numbers went up like 0.1%, and Trump lost his hard on.
Oh, my God.
And because all of a sudden,
I lost my boner.
The people, he's not being tough on the border to the brown people. So he told Jeff Bosesh, that's it. Rip their kids away from
them.
That'll deter those evil MS-13 fuckers from coming across the border.
And Jeff Bosesh did it. He didn't mind.
Oh, are you kidding
me? Loves it.
One of the few times they probably Snapchatted and jerked off to each other.
How did we elect such?
I'm really mad at you, Jeff, but I like this a lot, so.
The last Republican president we had lied us into a fucking war.
Are you okay?
You know, I mean, it's just, that party sucks. They're killing us.
Yeah, they're not great right now.
It's not
they're not great.
You know, you suffer through a GOP presidency, and it's not like, what did they do? It's just like, what was the country able to withstand? Yeah. Where's the progress, you know? How are we making the world better? How is our country making the world better right now? Oh, my God. We're fucking it up.
Well, that's part of the problem, too, is they don't care.
They don't give a shit, right? America first.
There you
We're
go.
America,
That's it.
Bitch.
That's it.
We're America, bitches.
That's it. And like poor little incel Chris, he's...
You think he's an incel?
In his head.
He's got to be. I said, you know, are you an MRA dude? I asked him. He didn't respond.
He probably doesn't thought, why do you hate guns? But the...
why do you hate guns? I don't know what MRA means.
Where do you think he is on the Second Amendment?
You kidding me?
Yeah, yeah.
He writes it on every watermelon he fucks.
Give me your cantaloupe.
I don't know what that means.
You're going to get melon raped.
And then, just when you thought you couldn't hate Trump enough.
Oh, okay.
When it comes to all this
Ooh.
Shit. Not only do we discover they're drugging the kids.
You got to be shitting me with that.
We found out there was a This was on telly.
Hello.
It was, I think it was Stephanie Ruhle.
Ooh.
A dude named Jonathan Ryan, executive director of Refugee and Immigrant Center for Education and Legal Services.
Oh, okay.
The largest immigration legal services nonprofit in Texas.
Oh, cool. All right.
Good for them. Donate to them.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
This is the guy that's actually representing these families, and they provide legal advice and they're lawyers for these families that are going through this bullshit.
Yes.
But what I didn't know was that 30 days right before Jeff Bosash announced, "We will no longer be tolerant. Yeah, we're gonna be no, we're no. If you come with children, if you're trying to smuggle a child, you will be prosecuted." He said, quote, "Just 30 days ago, my organization, which provides direct representation through government funding to children and babies.
Okay.
We got an email saying stop work immediately. We can no longer provide direct representation to these children."
Why?
They cut funding. Trump cut funding. To organizations that were providing legal assistance to these children and families.
I mean, does he see?
So we literally have 2-, 3-, and 4-year-olds being toddled into a courtroom to appear in front of a judge by themselves.
Well, Stephen Colbert did a show on this, right?
Right. By themselves.
It's really
no advocate, no lawyer.
They're alone.
100%.
They're alone.
Yep.
God.
And to make it hurt more, the fucking evil Trumpists took away their legal representation. Which I'm hoping. Why aren't people suing the fuck out of these monsters?
I don't know, man.
It's been decided that non-citizens in this country have equal rights. We find these are your sky God-given rights, that includes everybody on the planet, asshole.
Yeah, man.
Whether they're citizens here or not, they are subject to our system because we treat everybody equal. Well, we used to treat everybody equally here, or pretend that we wanted to.
Ugh. God, are we little snowflakes because we think it's horrible that these kids they're alone. You make that journey with your parents only to find yourself in America in a court at 4 years old with no legal representation. And my God, not that you'd be able to understand what the lawyer wanted you to do. It's all nuts. This is bananas.
Jonathan Ryan said, no one is defending the children. These children have no access to independent counsel. The parents are being prosecuted. They get a public defender. Meanwhile, their baby is in a jail.
Oh my God.
And being prosecuted with no access to legal defense.
Ah.
Many people think if you're detained, you're part of the legal process. In the United States, you get a lawyer, but that's not the case in immigration court.
Oh.
Even for babies.
My God. Well, why even go through the sham of a court process? What is a baby going to do in court anyway?
It was 30 days ago, but the government made another decision 30 days ago to stop all funding for direct representation of these children immediately before enacting its policy.
I mean, if you're going to detain kids, if you're going to detain people and imprison them, don't you have a duty to provide for them?
These boot-licking authoritarian assholes want us to get locked up in Guantanamo for not licking Trump's asshole. So why would they care about any due process for somebody that's brown and not a citizen.
Yeah. Yeah. Why would they have?
They would love to have us thrown into a gulag for the audacity of doing of saying poo-poo words about them and about Trump every day of the week.
What's more offensive to you? F-bombs or some child with a pacifier, a toddler?
What color is the child?
Standing in a court, what the fuck does he do in court?
Is it a lovely little Norwegian baby? Because we'll take those.
Those kids don't need to be adjudicated upon. They need help. They need
Why is John Lester trending on the Twitter?
Oh. Is he having a good game?
Yeah, shut out the Dodgers.
Fuck yeah, man!
4-0.
The Dodgers suck this year. God.
Man, we're doing a baseball show. Sorry. They just showed his stats. I'm like, holy shit, he's on fire this year.
What's his ERA?
I just went by it. Total 2.1 this season.
Jesus Christ, that's good.
Cubs are now 13 over .500.
Yeah. But they're in the best division in the league. So they might be a game back. That sucks. I wish they were in like the the White Sox suck this year.
His last 15 games, he's got a 1.57.
Shit.
Anyway,
tune
into the Crab Diving Baseball podcast if we ever do that.
Right.
Okay, so those are your headlines and everything. It's just
we're animals. We're evil fuckheads.
It continues, and then this monster is going. What's next?
I don't know, but something has to be next. Has to be next.
Something Mueller-ish is going to happen.
I think a war. We're going to start bombing Iran. I mean, because if we're talking about something crazier than this, I don't know, something with the tariffs. I say we're going to bomb. We're going to bomb somebody.
China's pissed off. They're like
China
issuing more retaliatory tariffs and I don't know, you guys, I don't know Republicans.
If we go to war with Iran,
get it.
Who else gets involved? Do you think other countries will get involved? I mean, who would stand
with us? No, it'll be
us?
Like Iraq.
But won't people come to Iran's aid? Won't other countries?
Oh, well, you mean their good friend Russia?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
It's funny. We tweeted out Ted Lieu, a congressman who's really good on the Twitter.
Is he funny?
Oh, he's all over anything Trump does or any of them. Dear Secretary Nielsen, and Spock's DHS. That must be the DHS spokesperson.
Of Spock.
The executive order by Trump reverses the administration's family separation policy. Do you care to comment on your false statement below from a few days ago? Also, when are you going to resign for lying repeatedly to the American people? And here's her tweet from a few days ago that says, we do not have a policy of separating families at the border, period.
If you don't have the policy, why did you have to put it
why
into
it? Why is Trump issuing an executive order to stop it?
It's insane. I mean, they're that evil and this blatant. That means that their core base of supporters can't. They don't know any better.
Yeah. Well, we found the jagged seam on the dildo that the jagged seam, like, it's supposed to be something that's good, and then
it's
you find out
jagged
there's a part of the plastic that wasn't shaved down enough. So
it's like a jagged seam on a dildo.
Tear somebody's hole up.
God damn.
On this executive order,
right?
Because they want to overturn this Flores this decision where you have to release kids within, I don't know, 20 days or something like
that.
Now they want to make it so, well, we'll fix it. Let's get rid of that rule. So we'll keep the families together indefinitely.
How is that a fix? How is that
That's
a solution?
A Republican fix. Well, we'll keep
in prison.
We'll keep them together, but that means we don't have to release those kids at all.
What are
the kids who have done nothing
right
again? And the parents arguably have done nothing illegal. And if the worst they do, one person on telly said that they, most of these people are found guilty of a misdemeanor. And by the time they get to the judge, they're like, okay, time served. You've been incarcerated for a month already.
Right.
Here, you're free to go. But you need to go back to your country, wink, 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 or you need to go through the adjudication process to try to get regular green card status, but we're not going to deport you. Well, where's my kid? Oh, I don't know. Not sure. Sorry.
And then what kind of system is that? It's like they serve their time, then they see a judge. What if the judge says, you know what? This isn't a fair case. They're not guilty, but they just serve their time anyway.
Well, when does that happen? They're still brown. It's a fucked up, horrible system. Horrible system. And Trump's lying. He said today millions. But, you know, it was literally last night he said thousands and hundreds of thousands of people come across the border. Today it's millions.
He always lies.
If we open those borders, it's going to be like the Democrats want. It's going to be millions coming across the border, and they're going to overrun. Right, right. He used that word today, just like infest yesterday.
Yes.
Today he said they're going to overrun our country.
God, that is just not the case. It's like Stephanie Ruhle said. They're walking around in McAllen, Texas. She's like, this is a border town.
Right.
Ask the local people here about the crime. Ask them if they feel safe in their fucking town. They do.
Listen to that imagery, though. They're going to overrun.
That's crazy,
dude. They're going to infest.
Oh, God. That's what that dick bag on my Facebook page said.
Translate that to German. And you've heard those words before.
Nein! Absolutely.
And there was some asshole, right-winger, pundit, dick bag, who
sure.
was saying, well, you know, the Democrats overplayed their hand, pearl clutching on this issue. They've already gone full Hitler. They've got nowhere to go to try to bring Trump down anymore with their rhetoric.
Yes.
So
yes.
Trump wins.
Pardon me for going full Hitler while you build concentration camps.
Right.
I'm going full Hitler.
Please
what the fuck
us,
are you doing?
Please make us stop referencing Hitler. We would love to stop referencing Hitler.
You're making concentration camps.
Right.
I don't understand. You know, that there should be no depth to your outrage over shit like that, because what we can't have is another Holocaust.
Yeah.
We can't have that. You can't have another fucking Hitler, man.
Oh, God, look at Tucker Carlson gaslighting
people.
I don't
want to look
at him. What's on TV is a political tactic, but something else terrifying is going on, he tweeted.
Ooh.
Formerly responsible people suddenly sound like extremists.
Ooh.
Left's no longer working to convince those who disagree. Oh, well, he's right.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, why would you?
We can't, because your view that white people should take over this country and kick out the brown people is a zero starter.
It's
not negotiable.
Right, right. And just to add something to that, Rush Limbaugh, Fucker Carlson, InfoWars, Alex Jones, all these fucknuts, they've made it impossible to talk to these fucktwants. Fox News has made it impossible to reason with these fucking lunatics, dude.
Right.
You cannot.
Yeah.
They've been Breitbarted.
Read the convo with that puddle licker on your Facebook page.
What do you think he reads? I mean, looks at, scrolls through Breitbart,
NASCAR. Oh,
serious Breitbart.
Oh, sure. I was waiting for that. I was waiting for a Breitbart reference. But you know how he proved to us this was. I said citations.
Yeah, yeah.
That there are large numbers of sex traffickers pretending. That I don't know. They've got their hand up the kid's butt as they're walking across I don't know what they're doing.
It's called
these
the Southern
sex traffickers. Yeah,
puppet.
These sex traffickers. Zillions of them are presenting at the border, pretending to be parents and shit like that.
Ooh.
And I said, we have the numbers that were given by your own DHS secretary, Frau Nielsen, that show that it is less than 1% people
yes.
are coming across with children that are not their own.
Right, right. So,
so please tell me that less than 1% is worth summarily executing every person that steps into this country illegally.
Yeah.
He said Obama.
Oh, of course.
This is Obama's, of course. I said, please prove your citations. Then he said, you know, something equivalent to Benghazi. And I said, well, you obviously, you're straw manning. None of this has anything to do with it. Your assertion was that there are sex traffickers in large number faking the system, and there's no evidence of that provided, please. And he said the Wikipedia page
I know
for sex trafficking in Mexico.
I didn't understand that.
He's like, I'm just going to Google. First he says, well, I'm not going to do your work for you. You go find my citations. I love when they do that.
But why am I finding your citations?
That's exactly it. That's the opposite of how it works. That's like arguing with a Christian about, does God, you're asserting God exists. Prove it. And they say, you prove he doesn't.
Oh, my God, dickhead.
That's not how it works.
That's what this asshole was doing. I always want to say, well, I can prove he doesn't exist. Look around. I'm talking to you. Right. You weren't miscarried. Yeah. Oh, my God, you piece of shit.
If there was a just and good God, I wouldn't be having this conversation
with
you.
And going on and on about, like, explain to me why we need to DNA swab people coming in to make sure they're...
Well, that's that assertion that a huge percentage of people are just snatching toddlers away from people down there and dragging
sex
them across the border. Yeah.
Less than 1%.
Yes.
So now everybody gets swabbed.
Just like voter fraud.
And then what if, right, absolutely.
It's like voter fraud.
It's non-existent.
Two people are caught voter frauding, Republicans, by the way, most of the time. And Chris Kobach is like, look, that means we have to kick everybody off the voter rolls and make sure brown people don't vote.
And I can imagine instances where these kids are coming across, maybe with people that aren't their parents, maybe a guardian, maybe a step situation. Maybe they were adopted.
Yeah, but your friend wants
DNA
swabs.
Yeah,
prove you're related.
I'll give you a whole bunch at once.
Good God. People are presenting with, one guy said, I had the birth certificates. I had my ID papers, their ID papers.
It didn't matter.
With all of our pictures and the birth certificates showing me as the father. Separated them, threw him in detention.
And then what happens to those documents? Did they take those documents?
Well, that was it. Then he couldn't find the documents.
Oh, shit.
I think they ended up with them. Somebody found them. But he said for the longest time, he was like, I have proof. And they're like, where are your documents? He's like, you took them.
You took them. Where are they? Dude,
this is America.
Yeah, and I think there's going to be a thing when these people, when we're trying to reunite them with their parents, these kids. Dude, you can't tell me there's not going to be a problem with the paperwork. Matching these kids
back up.
They
said that they have no doubt that there are children who are now going to be made orphans because of this policy, because their parents were sent back and have vanished, killed, disappeared, fallen in through systems there that they can't get in touch with.
That is horrific.
Gone.
Didn't they, when Trump decided he was going to do this, was there no one in the White House responsible enough to lay out all the possibilities, all the possible consequences of this fucking bullshit? Because that possibility should make you not want to fucking do it. There's no reason to do this. It's stupid.
There's some experts, even on Fox, saying they think this executive order is going to blow up in a day's time.
Meaning the Republicans aren't going to support it?
It's illegal. The executive order the president signed will blow up before the week's end. So-called no tolerance policy meant that parents that broke the misdemeanor law had their children taken away and put in baby jails.
Oh, my God.
This is that Ross story I'm reading from.
What was the term?
Former.
The tender age.
Tender age, yeah.
God.
Former Justice Department. That's what made Rachel cry last night. She apologized today. For that.
Crime?
She's like, if there's one thing I should be able to do, it's speak.
Well, I mean,
we get it.
It's horrible. This is horrible.
But she was like, we just have this news breaking. Right as she was getting ready to toss it to Lawrence. And she said, this news is breaking. We understand that now they have, they're opening camps where they're going to send the, and then she stopped talking and she grabbed her mouth and she said, tender age children. And then she couldn't read anymore. And she was like, she's like, I'm going to have to throw it to Lawrence. That means babies, toddlers.
And they're drugging them. God, these motherfuckers.
So I guess, you know, the law still says that they've got to only be held for 20 days. The executive order says, we know we're not complying with the law. We're going to ask the judge to make the law. The judge, this guy predicts, is going to say, that's not my problem. This is your problem. This is the government's problem. This administration says it has zero tolerance policy. The Congress, the Senate hasn't passed any meaningful legislation on immigration. It's your problem. You fix it.
Yes.
You're not going to hold kids for more than 20 days. So he thinks the judge is going to say,
fuck you.
You can't just say, let's forget that part. He's saying that this executive order says, great, we get to hold the kids forever now.
So the 20 days. We'll
hold them together.
They're trying to say you can't be away from your parents for more than 20 days.
No, the law says that was passed during the Obama administration that moron kept citing.
Listen, I haven't seen that guy since the Six Flags days when we did a show together.
He pointed out that this law said that you can't hold these children for more than 20 days. They've technically committed no crime. They're kids. They were brought here. They can't, by definition, have committed the crime of entering illegally. So we can't hold them for more than 20 days. They need to be released from detention.
To what?
Well, that's, yeah.
I mean.
But that's the problem, is they're holding the parents indefinitely now, months at a time, while they figure shit out. And the kids are getting lost in the system.
I mean, it's really scary to think about children that are, they're too young to say, my name is so-and-so, my parents' names are so-and-so, here's a social security number, whatever documentation you have. Some two-year-old is not going to be able to give investigators any clue as to where his fucking parents are. Hopefully there's a spreadsheet. What do you think they have? Do you think they have I'm serious. They got to have something.
Well, they said they assigned them a number as long as they're a matching family number, as long as they're in the DHS system.
Yes.
But they asked Kirsten Frau Nielsen the other day, what about when they get transferred to HHS? Does that number follow the kids? And she was like, I don't know. You'll have to ask.
Oh, my God.
You'll have to ask HHS about that. I don't know.
Can you imagine they're going to be responsible for taking, I mean, literally these kids, some of them are going to find their parents.
So this legal expert thing, it's not going to fly. The judge is going to say, no, the law is 20 days. And then we'll be back where we're at.
Yeah. You got a bunch of toddlers. You don't know what to fucking do. You're drugging them. You're drugging them. What a
he said,
fucking horror scene.
This legal expert, Ron, former Justice Department Assistant Chief Deputy Ron Bamiya?
Bamiya.
B-A-M-I-E-H? Bamiya? Mm-hmm.
Bamiya.
he said, America has proven where there's a will, there's the resources. We've had problems. We put resources behind it to sort of blah, blah, blah. I think this executive order was a stall tactic supposed to last a week or two. I don't think it will make it to the weekend, though, because once it gets before a judge, it's over.
What? They're stalling to keep these kids locked up longer? Or to
their solution to separating the families is, well, okay, we'll keep them together, but you have to let us ignore that rule that says you have to let the kids go after 20 days.
Oh, I see.
So they're trying to paint the problem as the one good thing in that law of you can't hold kids for more than 20 days.
Yes.
They want that gone.
They want that gone. Yeah, that didn't help them.
Yeah.
They want to keep kids longer. That these private contracts, these companies that own these
$780
facilities.
$780 a day, babe, in Texas.
We're going to leave the light on for you. It's a hotel.
Right. Champagne for everyone at the 19th hole on me. Thanks for helping my private camp prison.
Someone is making shit tons of money off this shit. It is fucking evil.
God bless America.
Yeah.
But her emails.
Oh, yes. Her emails, Benghazi. Oh, and by the way, she has the rickets. She's sick. She's so corrupt. She's going to be spending her first year. She's going to be president from jail, from prison. Right?
There's a report that. Let's see. Where is this from? Oh, this is from. Ashley Parker at the Washington Post.
Right.
She was talking about how Republican leadership is pissed at Trump about this.
Like the party.
Yes.
Wow.
Because they realize that throwing children in gulags and drugging them is not good for PR.
But I'm surprised they don't like this. I feel like this would be something Mitch the Bitch would be like, oh my God, what a good idea.
Not Mitch. I don't think Mitch and Paul Ryan are as outwardly blatantly racist. I mean, they are. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But
they're low key.
They're not Freedom Caucus.
Ooh.
Blatant, you know.
They don't want to be called lunatics.
Right.
Even though they are.
And they're not dumb. They're not Louis Gohmert. They're not King.
No.
They're
God.
Not they're, Matt Gaetz. They're not these pinheads.
There are very few people that are Louis Gohmert. I would say the only person that is Louis Gohmert is Louis Gohmert. He is an original asshole.
Chris Hayes was talking on MSNBC. He said it's very clear if you look at statements released by Congress that both the Senate and particularly vulnerable House Republicans... they understand that this looks terrible.
Of course. It's shameful. Shameful.
Daily Beast reporter Betsy Woodruff said the reality is that particularly for these vulnerable Republicans, many of which are from states that have high immigrant populations.
Yes.
The images that we have seen, all the reporting, the audio of children screaming who have been separated from their parents. That's something voters relate to. Well, I would hope there's still some humanity left in some people.
Are we sure? I mean, how do you know?
I don't know.
Fuck
some.
These guys. I don't know what they're...
I kind of concur with Tucker Carlson's...
Tucker.
...premise.
Right.
Where's that tweet he had? John Lovett, the host of Pod Save America.
Right.
He
does that great
really,
bit
really
on...
popular...
The great bit on Saturday Night Live.
Different John Lovett. Morgan
Fairchild.
Really popular liberal podcast.
Okay.
Listen to them after you're done listening to us.
Right. And the rest of everything on our fucking network, the Daily Upper Decker, K-Voice, the Hollywood Hick.
But Tucker Carlson said, the left is no longer working to convince those who disagree. They're trying to destroy those in the way. It's not a pose. They're sincere. It's war. Yeah. Yeah, we're done.
Look who you are.
You must be destroyed in the next elections.
You are building concentration camps.
Mm-hmm.
You are riling up the racists. You are fucking up the planet. I mean, my
And this
God.
John Lovett guy, great tweet. He retweeted that and said, I've said this before, but Tucker Carlson's evolution from conservative, semi-serious writer to CNN bluster pundit, to Daily Caller troll, to Fox News fascist is the story of what led to this moment in our politics.
Damn. Yeah. No shit. I don't even know what this is. It's so weird.
It's the butthurt white man.
They're
it's the Tucker Carlson.
It's
the Chris the Cuntberry on your page.
Oh my God.
It's upset middle-aged white America. that is, not even middle aged, just white America that's scared shitless that the brown people are coming and taking their jobs and they're going to rape their children and turn them Muslim and gay and Mexican.
He kept saying over and over again, he's like, I can have these opinions and still feel sorry for these children.
No.
No, you can't.
You can't.
And don't feel sorry for them. Empathize. Do you know what I mean?
Right, right.
Don't pity them. You know what I mean? Get angry, well, dickhead.
He feels sorry for what's happening to the children, but think it's deserved because they're parents.
He thinks
the punishment the children are receiving is justified to put the screws to the parents to keep them from being all illegal, trying to come here and have a better life and shit.
And if you totally identified or empathized with those kids, you would just say we shouldn't have these camps.
This should not be happening.
This should not be fucking happening. There should be another way to care for these kids. I mean, we should be able to do better in America. I mean, they built, how hot was that camp?
110 today.
And kids are still at that camp.
In Texas, yeah.
Oh, but they've got volleyball and all kinds of games, and video games and cookies and shit.
I do think the tents are air conditioned, but still.
Still, dude.
They're trapped inside. In tents.
It's
big,
a tent
big
city.
Fancy tents, dude, but they're still tents.
A tent city in the middle of Texas, in the middle of fucking nowhere. It's a nightmare.
So there you go. Peter Fonda trending
because
he tweeted something stupid.
God damn it. Do you want any? I got to get some water. Do you want anything?
No, I'm okay. Thank you.
You mind if I go grab
it? No. There's sweet tea.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
join us here every 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific and 5 to 7 Eastern. We're live, and then we're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher, your favorite podcasting app, and then we're at crabdiving.com. All your crabby needs are fulfilled there. Help us out by buying shit through our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon, where all the cool kids hang out and stuff. La Croix. I didn't know you were getting that kind of water.
Do you want this? You want one of these?
No.
Are you sure?
I have lemonade. Thank you.
All right. This is a watermelon kiwi.
But I'm envious.
Damn.
I'm envious of your La Croix.
How do they fuse those two fruits? I mean.
What is it?
Kiwi and watermelon. But
they get the watermelon really drunk.
Okay.
And they let the kiwi have its way with
it. Yeah.
So Republicans are pissed. These Republicans in purpley areas
I don't know what to
tell
you.
They're like, what the fuck are you doing to me? Now in November, I'm going to be saying, of course I don't think children should have been ripped away from their parents. Of course I don't think this was a good
policy.
But
I would say to them, what did you do to this country?
Well, right.
Where were you when Trump was running for president? Did you speak out against him? Did you endorse him? Yeah. Did you suck his dick?
And the Republicans just did this. They've been demonizing more and more.
Oh, yeah.
The Browns more and more and more.
Right.
Over the years. Oh, my God. Immigration.
This
and
is totally
it's just,
GOP,
and it's
right?
It's just not a thing. Right. And how can they look anyone in the... Well, they're Republicans. How can they just outwardly lie or justify saying,
ooh,
oh, my God... All these illegals, there's 50 million of them.
Fuck you, boy.
Taking our jobs.
Eat my dick.
All the jobs are gone.
What jobs?
Trump has the lowest unemployment ever.
Right.
There's jobs everywhere.
And white people supporting the Shitler, please stop saying black unemployment.
But how does that...
I don't know.
If unemployment is the lowest everywhere for everybody, how does that jibe with... Oh, my God, the brown hordes are leaping across the Rio Grande and stealing our jobs.
You're right. I don't know.
How does that work?
If you're dumb, it makes sense. You're able to some fucked up Facebook comment.
It's so frustrating. It's really so frustrating to deal with these cult 45ists because...
Vomitous!
There's just no...
There's nothing.
Logical discourse.
Fuck no.
What's your evidence? Benghazi. Oh, okay.
Yeah, or let me send you.
Here's a Wikipedia page.
Yeah, I don't.
I was waiting for Breitbart, though.
Me too.
He didn't. Yeah, at least he didn't whip out Breitbart.
That would be less crazy. You can't send somebody I honestly didn't understand what that was supposed to tell me. It was Wikipedia on sex trafficking.
I said please show me where I said sex trafficking doesn't occur. Or why? Doesn't happen. But your assertion is that the refugees presenting at the border, there's a massive percentage of them that are lying poo-poo faces and are sex trafficking the kids that are pretending to be theirs. That the evidence does not support that. Please prove your assertion. And he says, Wikipedia, sex trafficking exists.
Well, he says a lot, actually. He's pretty prolific. Right. I mean, I can't read.
It's so stupid.
It's so long from him, too.
So stupid, yeah.
That's the guy I was in a show called The All New Kazoo Review with him at Six Flags Over Georgia. He played Bugs Bunny. I played Daffy Duck. And when I, you know what's fucked up, dude? When I remember this guy, he was cool. He was cool.
Well, something happened to him. Dude, maybe
he's not cool now.
Maybe the Bugs Bunny head was too hot. Maybe he was in the costume for too long one day fried his brain.
Listen, dude, no one go to your high school reunion. That's the point. Don't do it. It's not needed.
Well, I've seen that all the time where people are like, God, I'm the worst part of Facebook is discovering just how many racist Nazis I grew up with and went to school with and are cousins with.
But, you know, not to be poly positive here, but I will say you do discover like there are people that are, you know, some people I'm shocked. I'm like, wow, you're a big hippie.
No, yeah.
That's shocking to me, but it makes me happy, you know?
They have empathy.
Yeah, yeah. They must be on LSD.
And I know rich people with empathy. Only want to shit on the rich, but
I'll tell you one, that guy that works in Pensacola, that fucking attorney, this rich as fuck. What's his face? The guy,
Ring of Fire, dude?
Papantonio. Mark Levin. Those guys do good shit, right?
Yeah.
They're rich as shit. God.
And Soros, you know, is paying all those protesters.
Oh, yes, yes. And by the way, again, I've said this before, but, you know, Captain Kirk or whoever on the Starship Enterprise, if you're flying forward in time or whatever, and you happen upon the Earth in this time, please ignore the Prime Directive. Do some stuff to help us.
Yeah. Set phasers to stun, but...
Yes. Wakanda.
But take over.
Kate.
Stun the fuck out of some...
Kate, I don't know where the intern is, but I'm going to need you to send a telegram to Wakanda. We desperately need Black Panther to do a little zoom through with his spaceship. Motherfuckers!
We're going to need our black brethren and sisterin to save us from this because...
Oh, of course,
I'm not convinced the white people or there's going to be enough.
You know, because in Alabama, like in Alabama.
That's the only reason that Roy Moore is not the senator from the state of Alabama.
A rapist!
Black women rose up and turned out in large numbers.
Because white people want to elect a racist to be your senator. A rapist. A racist and a rapist.
Yeah.
And to be your senator, dude.
A gay-hating racist.
Can we pick some better people? I don't know... Who's supposed to hear me say that? I don't know who I'm pleading to, but universe, is there anyone better? Don't the Republicans want to pick better people?
The fake news is not mentioning the safety and security of our country when talking about illegal immigration. Our immigration laws are the weakest and worst anywhere in the world, and the Dems will do anything not to change them and to obstruct. Want to open borders, which means crime! Exclamation point.
I don't want children put in concentration camps.
And nobody is saying open borders. Citations, por favor. Democrats say you can put some money to the border. We don't need a wall. We have drones and shit.
We don't need a wall.
We can spot a flea on a rat's ball from space. And we could get a fucking few drones going, get some video game geeks to sit around and pilot some drones.
My God, you nerds, please.
Spot the illegal. But we don't need a wall. We don't need any of that shit.
No, we don't. Kate, I don't know what's going on with this Mueller. He's taking forever. It's really irritating. Can you please figure out what the fuck is going on with this investigation and why it's taking so long to prove that this dickbag colluded with Russia? I mean, my God, Trump's an idiot. Mueller's a lot smarter than Trump.
Because Trump keeps obstructing every day, and Trump and Mueller's like, oh my God,
Mueller.
Now we have more evidence that we got to look into.
We need to send Kate. I'm speaking in total hyperbole here. So can someone send Mueller some cocaine or something? We need the man.
Mueller gets there early.
I thought you were going to say, oh, Mueller has his own cocaine.
No. Oh, yeah, he's totally got a hookup.
I mean, come on. Mueller, don't you have the good shit from Colombia that the government seizes? Snort some of that shit and impeach this orange hate fuck monster, please.
So,
am I wrong? I mean, does it feel like it's taking long, or am I just being kind of an asshole?
But I mean, that's the way it goes.
I mean,
it takes a long time.
Yeah.
International crime, money laundering, collusion, Russian rings.
But I thought,
takes a long time to unbundle.
But I thought he had the best of the best working on this shit.
Cohen has 3 million text messages that they're going through.
Well, I don't know. Don't they have
a million messages? 3 million messages.
What? Can you imagine how
on his phone?
Oh my God! Can you imagine the torture it must be? Because Cohen's a bore, right? He's a big dumb jock lughead, right? He's like a meathead.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine reading through 3 million of that dickhead's text? Oh, it's like, check out the tits on that girl or some shit like that. That must be so fucking boring, you know.
Yeah, we didn't even play it.
Surveilling any of these boring right-wing nut job Trump fucks, listening to all their conversation and reading all their emails. Oh my God.
Was it last week, week before that the Michael Cohen phone call was finally released?
Yes.
You know, that's that one where he's like, I'll mess you up. I'll fucking mess you up or whatever. It really sounds like he's auditioning for The Sopranos, like for a third mobster from the left.
I mean,
The Sopranos.
God, guys, he's like the Trump administration sounds like they're The Sopranos. I mean, it's like Schindler's List at the fucking, you know, with the concentration camps. Is there anything about him that's not a horror scene? I mean, he's the worst person.
I'm trying to think of one.
He's the worst person. He can't even like be nice to his wife in public.
I mean, I hear Tiffany is a nice person.
Citations.
But she had nothing to do with him.
Citations.
No, she had nothing to do with him.
You're right.
He started fucking somebody else 10 minutes after Marla blew out her vagina with that one, apparently.
Trump. Oh, Trump started fucking somebody
else. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We did the same thing with, what's his face? His other
hates
kid.
Marla.
Does he really?
Do you ever hear him? He still talks to Ivana,
he
which
does
I'm
hate
sure
her,
drives,
right?
drives Melania crazy.
Because didn't he use his pseudonym, his alter ego of John Barron to try to slander Marla in the media after their divorce?
Oh, right, yeah. And talk about how much vagina he was getting.
Normal people, normal, sane fucking people don't do any of the behavior we're describing right now. We're talking about... I know Obama is not squeaky clean, I'm sure. I don't even know why I have to say that. But I know Obama never, I mean, right after Michelle had a baby, do you think he wouldn't fuck Stormy Daniels without a condom and blew a load inside of her? Do you think he ever, what is Barack Hussein Obama's, what's his alter ego when he decides he needs to bitch about Michelle to the press? What alter ego?
Yeah.
I can't take it.
It's batshit craziness.
God, can't we just have Obama back? This is not fair. It's not fair how Trump won the presidency. It's bullshit. If he gets impeached, we shouldn't be forced. Nobody should force Mike Pence down our fucking throats. Ooh. Mike Pence is like, ooh. Wait, color me there.
Call me Thursday.
Thursday? Throat.
Today will be the day that you will regret. I know where you're going with this stupid story. And I know what you're planning on doing. And if there's any inference whatsoever, whether it's in the headline or any aspect of your...
If there's
what
any
the
inference,
fuck?
Whether it's in the headline or any aspect of your article that indicates a rape, and I don't care about some small fucking line you're going to throw somewhere.
Who, first of all, what innocent man needs to be defended like that. I mean, you know.
Right, right. And this is all that happened was the backstory on this is that the reporter was doing a story.
Shit.
And part of it was we heard that in the divorce decree, Ivana accused Don of sexually assaulting her.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So, and they contacted the Trump administration, or the Trump, this is before he was president. This is during the campaign.
Oh, yeah.
They contacted Trump, the Trump toadies, and said, do you have a comment on this? And this is the response. Not, where did you get that information? Not
right,
this,
right,
but
right,
if you
right.
fucking, one word rape, you fucking use that word rape.
Are you suggesting that they didn't question where the info came from because they knew it was real? Right. They were like, yeah, it's probably true, but if you say anything, we're going to fuck you up.
Article that indicates a rape, and I don't care about some small line that you can throw in somewhere. Off my words for it, I will make sure that you and I meet one day while we're in the courthouse, and I will take you for every penny you still don't have, and I will come after you, Daily Beast, and everybody else that you possibly know. Do not even think about going to where I know you're planning on going. And that's my warning for today.
Have a nice day.
That's my warning for today.
That's my warning for the day.
I mean, don't you think that threat's a little empty? Like, knowing who Michael Cohen is that a guy that can ruin the Daily Beast?
No, this is how Trump works.
He's a blowhard, right?
Right. But normal people who aren't journalists used to this kind of shit would be like, oh my God.
It would freak me the fuck out.
Right.
It would
some high priced lawyer is going to come after me.
I'd probably do whatever the fucking guy said, you know?
Michael, besides the warning, do you have a substantive comment that I can...
This is the reporter. Do you, okay, besides whatever the fuck just happened, do you have a substantive comment?
Michael, besides the warning, do you have a substantive comment that I can include in my piece that reflects your views on this?
I have no views because there's no story.
No story.
I have no views because there's no story.
The way this guy is getting upset and how excited he is, if I was a journalist, I would be like, it really seems like there's a story. I mean, it really seems like you're invested in this non-story, you know?
Skipping, there's more.
Oh, man. You skipping some?
You write whatever you want, but rest assured, like I told Univision and like I told everybody else in the past, you could certainly look it up online. I swear as God and my children, I will find you, I will serve you personally, and I will be nothing but happy when I turn around and I get a judgment for defamation against you and the paper you work
for. And that fucking paper you work for.
Oh my God.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Michael,
you're 24 freaking years old? Do you want to destroy your life?
He's like, what are you, fucking 24 freaking years old? You are destroying your life. He's saying you're going to destroy your life if you print in a Daily Beast story that Ivana Trump accused Don of sexual assault in her divorce papers.
And if it didn't happen, Trump would be like, why not make the comment it didn't happen?
It's complete falsehood. It didn't happen. We have no further comment.
It would make more of sense that you would deny it.
Thanks for calling. Let's have lunch sometime. Okay, cool.
I mean,
you fucking, what the fuck are you doing?
I mean, I can see, I mean, not, no one should talk to anyone like that on the phone, obviously, especially not a fucking lawyer, but.
These are cartoon characters.
I mean, why wouldn't they say it's not true and if you print it, I'm going to fuck you up? I mean, that to me would make more logical sense than just saying, I'm going to ruin
it. Oh, he never denies it.
Yeah. That's why that guy said, hey, do you have something you can
see? You know what I'm saying? Michael, you're 24 fucking years old. Do you want to destroy your life? Then it'll be my privilege to serve it to you on a freaking silver platter. Like I did that idiot from Pennsylvania to Miss USA because I think you're dumber than she is.
I think it was that Miss USA that was trying to sue Trump for sexual harassment, and she ended up dropping the suit or something because apparently this guy came at her and threatened to kill her dog or something. I don't know.
I think we have, Kate, back me up here. I think we have conclusive proof that Michael Cohen is a is a true asshole.
Sure.
Listen to this fucking guy. No, I don't think you're dumber than she is, or whatever the fuck he's talking about. Oh my God.
So, I mean, it is just like a fucking...
God, I'm so embarrassed.
Right? I mean, it's like a Sopranos episode.
That's the lawyer of our commander-in-chief?
Yes.
Could you imagine that's Barack Hussein Obama's lawyer? What world? What world have we been pulled into? Oh, my God.
They went after...
Progressives, I beg you.
They went after his pastor from 25 years ago for... Stuff that the pastor said that they were upset pants about.
Am I getting him mixed up with the guy that said whoever said
Obama? No, that's not
big black
titties.
No, Obama.
That's Pastor Manning.
That's a different guy. That's the guy.
Pastor Wright is the guy that they were upset pants about.
Now, Pastor Manning is truly amazing. He's the guy that suggested that Starbucks was serving lattes.
See, man, in the latte.
Somebody's ejaculating into lattes. I got it.
Do you think that I'm misinterpreting some of the facts here?
Who you are? Listen, my friend, don't be a smartass with me. Do you understand?
Do you think I'm misinterpreting some of the facts here? I know you. Listen, my friend, don't be a smartass with me. You understand? Don't be a smartass with me.
What are the chances this Michael Cohen has a pinky ring on when he said this? He's got to have pinky rings, little silk socks. Right. Oh, my God.
My friend, don't be a smartass with me. Do you understand?
I'm giving you an opportunity.
I know you. I don't need your opportunity, you little.
Oh,
I know exactly who you are, and I know exactly what you do, and I know exactly the story you plan on writing. So I'm warning you. Tread very lightly.
So I'm warning you, tread very fucking lightly, because this is what I'm going to do to you is going to be, because what I'm going to do to you is going to be fucking disgusting. Do you understand me?
Oh,
Don't think you can hide behind your pen, because it's not going to happen.
So what happened?
Because what I'm going to do to you is going to be disgusting. Do you understand me? Don't think you're going to hide behind your pen, because it's not going to happen.
I'm
more than happy to discuss it with your attorney and with your legal counsel, because you're going to need it.
Because motherfucker, you're going to need it. I'm happy to discuss it with your legal counsel, because motherfucker, you're going to need it.
You know, this guy can't discuss anything. The guy from the Daily Beast tries to talk to him.
This is the first call.
Oh, my God.
This is we're looking for a statement about this part of the story, and he gets a call from Cohen. This is the call he gets.
Right. Hey, Mr. Daily Beast, dude, this is the story. This is great.
Oh, that's why they released the
tape. They love it.
That's why they released the
tape. I mean, are they allowed to do that if a reporter calls you? I guess if you say it's on the record, then why wouldn't you be able to...
New York is a one-person state.
What does that mean? Like,
only one person needs to consent to having it being conversation being taped.
Yeah. Wow.
So someone can tape your conversation without you knowing it.
Right.
In New York.
Yeah. What about here in Florida? There's no rules in Florida.
No, I don't think in Florida you can.
Really? Because in Florida, you're allowed to own a tiger and put it
because that would help catch corruption.
Oh, yeah. Like if Rick Scott says, "Hey, listen, we want Medicare to bill for a shit ton of fraudulent CAT scans or whatever."
And somebody's got their cell phone going, and then they play that, they'll be prosecuted for infringing on poor Rick Scott's amendment rights by taping his conversation without him knowing it.
You know, speaking of Rick Scott, it really did. When I was down in Gainesville, I did that stand-up show. I all these little bumper stickers and signs that say "Fuck Rick Scott."
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, God.
I hope we see a lot of those.
It warmed my heart.
I'm concerned about I'm hoping the midterms will be enough of a blue wave that Nelson will win again. Because, God, if we have Rick Scott and Marco Rubio as our senators. Oh, God, man.
I mean, that's just like, that's sort of telling Mother Nature, go ahead and drown our state right. in the bathtub.
It deserves it.
That is the Gulf of Mexico. Fuck you.
Oh no, really?
Well, I mean, if
here's
by the way, there's a hate rally in Minnesota.
That's what I'm saying right now.
African American unemployment and Hispanic unemployment are at the lowest level in recorded history, in the history of the country, the lowest level. And women unemployment, lowest in 21 years. And if we keep going within about a month or so, I'll be the lowest also in history. Wages are rising for the first time. So the employers, I'm not sure the employers are too happy about that, but it's a good thing.
Right.
Wages.
Right. They're not happy about it. And wages are rising a sea hair. And they're not keeping up with inflation.
Oh, my fucking God.
And they were going up a sea hair under Obama, BT dubs. So that trend did not start with this asshole.
And what is his point?
They're not going up enough.
Yeah, yeah. But what is his point that I should be allowed to do and say racist things because look at black people's unemployment?
Oh, absolutely.
For years, I mean, I'd go out and I'd campaign. I'd talk about people making more money 21 years ago than they made today. Well, now their wages for the first time in about 19 years are going up, and our workers deserve that. We had people working three jobs, two jobs, and they were doing worse than they did 20 years ago. That's not happening anymore.
That is absolutely happening. Look at the percentage of people in this country that cannot afford, what would they say, $400?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A $400 toothache, car repair, some kind of anything.
You're fucked.
Would bankrupt.
You're fucked.
A large percentage of this country.
Yeah. I don't understand how a president can talk to us about income and shit like that and unemployment and pretend like we don't need to raise the minimum wage. It always seems like that's the elephant in the room. Like to me, that's the thing. I'm like, but
yeah,
you're not going to raise the minimum wage, dickhead.
Ooh, American Airlines, Continental, Frontier, and Southwest have all said, we don't want to participate in shuffling kids around that have been separated from their parents.
God, good for them.
No more flying for you.
But will you fly them back to reunite them with their parents? I mean, I'm a little concerned about that. I just don't know how that happens. If a kid can't talk and a kid can't give you phone numbers or information or any kind of data and their information gets lost, then what in the fuck are you going to do?
That's why they said Trump has created some permanent orphans. It's just going to happen. Because their parent will be vaulted back across the border somewhere or sent back to their country of origin, just as bad, down to Honduras, back to the start of their journey.
Do you remember?
And they have no access to, they don't have money for lawyers. How are they going to find their kid?
You know, I don't.
And our country doesn't care.
Yeah. And I don't mean to be all what about Obama, but I will say this. What about Obama? And remember when you would see him interact with children?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Like, he loved hanging out with kids and talking to kids. There is something wrong with Donald Trump. Obviously. I mean, there's something. The guy is fucked up. I don't know how you do this and you're able to live with yourself.
Right.
You would be, how is he just not beside himself with horror in what he did? The idea that a kid may never see his parents again. I know I'm not allowed to be surprised. We're not allowed
it's
to be
Obama's
surprised.
Fault. I really think he thinks it's Obama's fault.
It's his fault that these kids are. He didn't see it like that.
I think that's one of the things he'll probably believe. Obama started the law. We're just following the law. But we're not going to follow the law on Obamacare.
Tell that to a 3-year-old screaming for his mom.
All right. Shouldn't have come here illegally, right? That's what they say. The warm, loving Republicans.
Oh, yes. Great.
Shouldn't have come here legally.
Fuck you.
It's a lovely day here in No Flow, everybody. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow, every day. Faithless Friday. If you tune in on Friday, we'll play some more preachery clips.
Right.
Those fucking assholes.
God, I mean.
We're really just scumbags.
Yes.
Hey.
The evangelicals that can.
Representative Swalwell says Trump started the fire and is now bringing the fire hose.
Oh, okay. Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, lunatic. I was reading somewhere like if you attend a church and they aren't speaking out against this, then you may need to rethink your church. Where are the evangelicals? I mean, right. I mean, I guess they went after Sessions, right?
That's the Methodist Church. That's your people, right?
Yes.
Your former people.
We're much better than the Baptists and the Lutherans. They're posers.
He's been officially and this never happens. They say,
right?
Like they never go after lay people. They go, you know, they'll go after their own kind, but they never issue statements like this about someone who's not in the clergy. Over 600 clergy and lay members of the United Methodist Church filed a formal complaint against Attorney General Jeff Sessions,
right,
accusing him of violating church law.
Damn, that's rough. Gee, Jeff, you're having a rough year violating the law. You lied to fucking Congress in your fucking confirmation hearing. Now you're breaking Methodist law, which is weird.
In the letter released on Monday, signatories charged Sessions with child abuse and other offenses regarding the Justice Department's controversial family separations policy. God. A national formal complaint of this manner is unprecedented in the history of the Methodist Church.
Yes. Yes. That is nuts.
And though they say, I don't think they're big on excommunicating, I don't think there's a lot of kicking out of the church over at the Methodists.
Right, right.
Some of them are saying he could be the first.
Well, I mean, if you're not, why have standards in your church or whatever if creating a concentration camp doesn't get you kicked out? What's the motherfucking point?
They're pissed about him whipping out the Bible to try to justify it, citing Romans 13. saying dissemination of doctrines contrary to the standards of doctrine of the United Methodist Church. In other words, the way you read that is not the way we good people read that.
So they're saying he's misrepresenting the Methodists by being one.
Yes, okay. that inflicting torture on children is not okay because you're following the law, like Romans 13 said. Follow the law. And again,
he does sound
Google
like that.
The Nuremberg laws.
Sure.
And you'll see that rounding up Jews and throwing them in prison camps was legal in Germany.
Yay. Yes.
So just follow the law. The Bible says.
I mean,
fucking asshole.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I hope this, I don't know. I hope we're able to reverse this slide into fascism that's happening, but
they're hoping he'll reconcile.
Sessions will.
We hope for a reconciliation process that will help this longtime member of our connection step back from his harmful actions and work to repair the damage he's currently causing to immigrants, particularly children and families.
Yeah, it's fucking.
He's a devout Christian, member of a Methodist congregation in both his hometown of Mobile, Alabama.
Fuck you, boy!
And Arlington, Virginia.
Ooh!
The letter is addressed to reverends of both of those congregations,
right,
with copies to their presiding bishops and superintendents.
Super. Well, so obviously, Jim Baker and Tammy Faye Baker are coming out hard against the president for this shit, even though he's anointed by God. No, I'm not. Damn.
Jim and Tammy.
There's no way Lori Baker can look at those pictures of kids crying in cages and not feel outraged.
Right. And those evil Democrats
won't
vote.
Because Obama did it.
Yeah, those evil Democrats won't vote with the president.
Lori, put down the Xanax.
They won't give him his wall, and then he'll take his foot off the kids' necks. Which is that's what's happening.
How did these people elect? I mean, God, this guy's such an asshole. He doesn't have any feelings.
It's worse than we thought.
What if it were your kids, fuck nuts, listening to this show that may be for this?
Methodist pastors speaking to the United Methodist News Service said that such a public and formal complaint against another member is unprecedented like this in the church.
Yeah.
Reverend William Lawrence said, I'm not aware of any circumstance in the 50-year history of the United Methodist Church when a complaint against a lay person moved beyond the stage of its resolution by a district superintendent or pastor. So usually it's locally handled This is right. He can't remember in the 50-year history of the church this ever happening, where the national church has condemned one of their own members.
Hey, Methodist Church, this is good job, I guess, here, but what didn't back in the day Jeff Bosesh wanted to be a federal judge and they decided he was too racist?
The Reagan administration.
In the Reagan administration. Yes. So do you want to condemn him for being a Klan member or something like that? Because we know, listen. Everybody knows.
You know, baby steps.
Everybody knows he's in the Klan, right? Come on.
I don't know.
Come on.
In? Depends on what your definition of in is.
Hey, KKK, are you guys going to sanction or punish Jeff Bosesh for this child separation thing? Are you going to send him a plaque?
Only if he comes out against it.
Oh, yeah.
So I really wonder if this is something that'll bother him. If he's a pretend God wielder. He supposedly teaches Sunday school. I can't imagine inflicting him on children.
God, I wouldn't.
But
you bring your kid to church, and all of a sudden it's like, is that our attorney general? Nobody in the Trump administration gets to hang out with my kid in a room unsupervised.
Or uncircumcised.
You. Uncircumcised. Let me check that dick. Let me check that D.
I said four. Said four airlines have said don't. Don't make us enablers in your evil game of separating children from their parents.
Listen, and that's great that they're doing that, but now what's going to happen? Now you're going to put these kids on Greyhound buses? That's worse. You get them to wherever they're going to go.
Yeah. Well, they shouldn't be flying anywhere. They shouldn't be. You know, they're taking kids from the border. And, you know, one of these, they found one of these tender age facilities in Michigan. So they're flying these toddlers and babies.
Why?
From the border to Michigan.
What is the reasoning for that?
They're filling up in Texas. Yeah. They're running out of drugs to drug them with. They got to have a different state to
tell me
diazepam
why I'm wrong.
The kids.
I was looking at one of these places last night, and I was like, why in the fuck? We can't get SEAL Team 6 to go in there, secure this facility, have some good people come in there and make sure everybody's okay, and then start the process of reuniting them with their kids. We can't just, George Soros can't take over these things, can't pay off some SEALs that want to make some extra money. You know what I mean?
And then do what with the kids?
Reunite them with their parents.
Well, that means you have to storm actual prison facilities.
You've never seen Mission Impossible? You never seen any of those shows? My God, they're tense, dude. I watched Tom Cruise break into some.
But I mean,
some
the
fucking
parents are in jail.
Yeah. No, you get them out too.
Well, but that's tougher than.
Ah, dude, let me tell you something.
Getting into
you haven't seen the last Mission Impossible. There's a safe.
Condone violent.
No,
this
isn't
either.
Violent. But this guy, Tom Cruise, he's got to be in his 50s. He was able to swim through this pool.
And he's really doing that shit, too.
Which is so stupid. Unlock a cover, swim into another chamber, all underwater, holding his breath, and is able to, you know, get into this secure place. You're talking about people in tents and, you know, normal prisons. Hey, we can do this.
Meanwhile, in other news.
Yay. Guy, by the way, that new Mission Impossible. I want to see that, man.
Yeah, those movies are always.
I fucking
good,
love
yeah.
those. I know he's a weirdo Scientologist. Hopefully, does he do anything creepy with those fucking guys? Or is he, you know, because the Scientologists are super duper fucked up.
Well, he's like their God King.
He's a fate. I'm a fate and thick to nine.
He's the BFF of Miscavige. So
is he bigger than John Travolta in Sci-Fi-ville?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you know?
I've read books. He's like the Grand Poobah.
Yeah.
Second. Only to Miscavige. I mean, who is...
Who's that?
David Miscavige is the current poobah of Scientology, of the Church of Scientology. Allegedly violent, abusive, slaps people, punches people. He's just a monster. Supposedly
Cruise.
A human. They have gulags they send people to. They've found camps where people were being held against their will.
Yes.
People had to escape from Scientology camps in California and shit.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Some heinous bullshit. You read up on it. It's just terrifying what these people are doing. And the feeling of many is that they've got one of their strategies is to they get dirt on rich people.
Can't Tom Cruise just come out as gay?
And then, well, that's it. They get dirt on rich people, and they hold them, they extort them. Like, they know that John Travolta's out having himself filled in the rear as much as he can.
I'm having myself filled in the rear as much as I can.
There's nothing wrong with.
No, of course not.
But, you know, sadly in our society, a leading man of that caliber, if he came out as gay,
yes,
would lose roles.
How does Tom Cruise fuck his life up so much like that?
But he's got enough money now that one could say, screw it. Well, look at this dick I'm sucking. Yeah.
Who gives a shit? I'm just saying, the guy had a charmed movie career. He did, risky business.
How sad of a life.
Yeah.
I mean, John Travolta and his beard wife, who's a way loony Scientologist,
right?
And there's rumors that they've got the same dirt on Will Smith. They got the same dirt on Travolta, on Tom Cruise, on they've got dirt on all these people.
Is Larry David a Scientologist? Yes or no?
I don't believe so. Yeah,
I'm a Thetan Flevin.
Scientologists are, there's a weirdness.
Almost as creepy as the Catholics. You know what I mean? No offense.
When I shot that movie at the
at
the Scientology Center, the Celebrity Center, it was odd. I was really I was thrilled. I was like, oh my god, I get to go in this building. I've never been in there. And there's a Stepford-y thing going on that I'm not exaggerating. You know, I walked into the lobby and like two just dead-eyed, smiley drones came over to me and were like, hi, is there something we can help you with? Is there something we can show you?
Yes. And I was like, get me the fuck out of here. I gotta get out of here. I want to shoot.
I mean, there really was just a level of creepiness.
And when you walk around those facilities, there's always dudes on bicycles, like, patrolling them.
With
guards,
with walkie talkies and shit, like really
doing
creepy.
Reconnaissance or something. I don't know what kind of, I don't know why people your religion have, needs that.
There's right behind there. There's a place that you can park sometimes because parking in that area
sucks. Oh, it's horrible.
You want to go to Birds or something?
It's a bar
it's
near
a really
there.
Cool bar right across the street from it. But sometimes you can find a spot back there, and people have had. Like, they write down your license plate if you park near the Scientology
Center. Because they're paranoid. Because they know they're up to shit.
Yeah. It's very, very creepy.
Yes. By the way, tune in to Faithless Friday. Every Friday, we talk about creepy religious shit, right?
I mean, yeah, a little bit more than every other day because the creepy religionists are taking over.
It's intertwined.
The creepy religionists that somehow inexplicably are okay with taking kids away from their parents.
That are okay with Donald Trump. What's Christ like? What's God like about Schittler? You know what I mean?
We only got a couple minutes left here, but meanwhile, I mean, again, this is a big giant flash grenade going off.
Ooh,
meanwhile,
yes.
Republicans are still doing shit in other places that is heinous.
Yay!
While we're distracted. And sure enough, South Carolina fucking Lina.
Oh, are they checking dicks?
In their 500 plus page budget bill,
yes,
has snuck in a no adoption for gays clause.
Oh shit. God damn. What? A gay couple wants to give a kid in a foster situation in the system a home, and they don't want to let them do that.
Or they just want to adopt a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The move comes just weeks after Oklahoma and Kansas passed standalone bills legalizing discrimination against prospective LGBTQ clients. So they're saying, if you have these adoption centers, you can't discriminate. You can't say. So in other words, the religious places now are able to say, you got two dicks.
Ah!
No, baby, for you.
That's insane, man. That doesn't make any sense.
South Carolina legislators snuck in a quietly written one-paragraph amendment to the 500-plus page budget.
Oh, my God.
That would allow adoption in foster care agencies
to discriminate?
To receive funding, government funding, even if they deny placement to LGBTQ families.
That's crazy, dude. Most of the country is more progressive than that.
But this is, we're paying for this now.
That's ridiculous.
It's not even a private entity. It's government dollars going to an organization that can say, fuck you, you're gay, you can't adopt.
That's some Handmaid's Tale shit.
Exactly.
So what's the next step after that? If they're able to do that.
Exactly.
That, you know.
Joy Behar, she's being accused of being hyperbolic on The View, but her view is, look at the shit they're doing to the dehumanization and what they're, the first step is imprisoning people. When do the murders start, she said. Because once you dehumanize someone, you can just start killing them and it won't mean anything.
We're seeing hate crimes go up, right, under Trump?
Anti-Semitism, anti-Islam, anti-black,
what are we supposed to think when our commander-in-chief is telling us that rapists are flooding in through our southern border, MS-13s flooding in through our southern border? We got a bunch of armed lunatics.
He just tweeted, open border means more crime.
How is he allowed to do that? It doesn't. He doesn't. Now Dick has like this friend of mine on Facebook. He's going to believe that and going to vote accordingly.
Right. And then if you point out the numbers and the statistics that people here that are undocumented, that come here undocumented.
Yes.
Commit crimes in a much lower percentage because
they don't want to get in trouble.
They don't want to get arrested and deported. So they're here working illegally, trying to give a better life for their family. They're not committing crimes.
It's racism. That's all this is. Right. It's racism.
Tiny percentage. And then these morons, Ann Coulter, put it out. She tweeted, she said something like, liberals cry and America's died.
Ugh, fuck you.
She said the Democrats are clutching their pearls about these children, yet they'll never say anything. And she listed four names of people. You know who those people were? People that were killed by illegal immigrants. God.
Since when do you get marginalized for showing empathy to people? What in the
fuck? But again, it's one tiny example or a handful of examples out of hundreds of thousands, millions of undocumented people. And they name three or four. Yeah. Oh, my God. Therefore, we have to bag and tag all of them and get them out here because they're raping and killing and raping everybody up in here.
Oh, yeah. They're just seeking political asylum.
We got to go. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere. Find out where he went. Go to his Twitter at RatedRComedy, his Instagram at RatedRComedy, or to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Back tomorrow with more right-wing fuckery.
Yay.
Have a great evening.
But you know what? It's a different kind of fighting. It's a different kind of war. And if you're sitting around getting massages all day, ready to go in the big planned battle, then you're not going to last very long.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.